Well, I've done it just about when I was fully acclimatized to the temperatures in South Africa. I've come back and I swam in the Lido. Now, the reason why I couldn't find the thermometer is that Sarah told me it's lost. So it broke and it's lost, or it's broken, lost, I don't know, but it's nowhere to be seen. But some trustworthy sources tell me that the water temperature was only minus one 2 days ago. So today, Ivan, what do you think is the water temperature?
I think it's probably, it's above freezing, one or two.
Yeah, one
possibly,
or two.
About two, I think.
Yeah, I think it's
one or two.
It definitely
was about minus one or even minus two a few days ago.
It was, yeah. Well, I was amazed to see no ice on the water at all. And apparently this is the first day since all the snow and the cold spell that the pool is ice free. Amazing.
Yes. No,
but I must say, I thought I'm going to do two... Yes, bye. Have a lovely New Year. Yes, I thought I was going to do easily two widths. So I left my flip-flops at the ladies' changing room side. And I must say, I struggled to get to the other side of the pool. But I had to come back. So I came back and I was glad to get out and then get into the sauna. And because I needed a good shower and I thought, no ways am I going to go back into the pool after my sauna. But I'll just cool down again by just having a normal shower in kind of lukewarm waters. But I think my body got quite a shock today coming back, because it is extremely cold. I think it's probably the coldest. I don't know if it's the coldest I swam in this year, because I have swum when the pool was very iced over and we had to swim in the deep end. But well, anyway, it felt very cold, but I'm invigorated. And you know what? With a sleepless night and a long haul flight and then coming in to see out the year of 2010 at the Lido, I couldn't have wished for anything more. It was absolutely amazing. And I am buzzing. My body's buzzing. And had a quick check in the mirror. I think I'm even glowing. So well worth coming here. But I had such a great time in South Africa. And the contrast is just unbelievable. From one continent to the other and flying the whole of Africa. I mean, I've been to South Africa before, but this time, not having slept much, I kind of watched the progress the airplane was doing on the monitor in the seat in front of you. Instead of watching a movie, I just watched the plane. And you have to really, really admire what we can do in just a few hours, fly the whole continent of Africa. And anyway, Happy New Year to everybody. What I've got to do now is pick up my computer, my laptop, which was at the doctor's while I was in South Africa. So I've got to run into town, pick it up, and hopefully post this boo and boos from South Africa, which I neglected to do because I just couldn't get to a computer. I will post them. So check in with me.